Let us come together and worship the Lord. Let us come from the spaces that we are in to join together in spirit as we come before the Lord. Let us bow for prayer. Most merciful God, we your people confess that often our spirit has not been that of Christ, where we have failed to love one another as he loves us, where we have pledged loyalty to him with our lips and then betrayed, deserted, or denied him. Forgive us, we pray. And by your Spirit, make us faithful in every time of trial, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now I'd like to read to you from our scripture lesson for this evening, which comes from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already tempted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that is why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." This is the word of God for the people of God. I've spent a lot of time thinking about this passage and trying to understand what it means. So I'd like to start out tonight by talking about the logistical, cultural things that are taking place in this passage, though I'm not sure that's the real reason that Jesus does what he does. So let's talk about that to start with. First of all, there was no such thing as pavement or sidewalks or clean streets. I've lived a number of different places. Some of them have been in places with large Amish groups. And it was always comical to me how there would be those open lines in the paper where everybody would be complaining about the horse manure on the highway, as if it was so detrimental to their vehicles. Now imagine Jesus' day. There are no highways, so the roads are dusty and dirty, and everybody has a horse or a donkey or an ox, or they're taking their sheep in and out of town to the markets, and everything is a mess. The roads are filled with exhaust, horse exhaust, donkey exhaust, you get the idea. And you're walking along in open sandals. Your feet are going to be a mess. They're going to be dirty. And so one of the customary things to do when somebody came to visit you was for you to have one of your servants wash their feet. It may have been a long, dusty trip. It may have been a short trip, but no matter how long they were out, they were going to be in this muck that was called the road. And so the person designated to wash the feet of people who came was the lowest of all the servants. So this was not a job that a senior servant would do. It was a job for the lowest of the low, of the person in the household who was actually at the bottom of the social ladder, the one who really had no standing whatsoever, was the one who would wash people's feet as they came into the house. Now let's set the scene as to what's going on. Jesus is having a meal with his disciples, and he realizes that the end has come. His 3 years of ministry is up, and Jesus is going to be going back to God. Before that, he will go to the cross and then to the grave, but then he will return to God. And we read in verse 1, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. This is the final time that Jesus is really going to be able to teach the disciples. Now, I know if I was going to only have one more chance to teach somebody, I would want to teach them the most important thing I want them to remember. So in this passage, we must find one of the most important things that Jesus teaches his disciples. And so Jesus stands up from the table, knowing what is going to happen. He stands up, takes off his clothes, wraps a towel around his waist, and kneels before each of the disciples to wash their feet. Now, if you can imagine this, in the United Methodist Church, we don't have a foot washing service. Sharon and I have had the opportunity to participate in a foot washing service in a Brethren in Christ church that we were invited to, and it was an extremely moving service. Because to have somebody bow down before you and wash off your feet is extremely intimate. We as people do not like people to see our feet. Every time that I've suggested in a church that we have a foot washing service, it is never very much accepted. Because for some reason, we consider our feet to be maybe one of the least good looking parts of our body. It's something we want to keep covered up. We just don't often, I mean, we'll wear sandals in the summertime, but I think that's more for comfort or keeping our feet cool than for wanting everybody to see our feet. And so often when I've suggested that we do a foot washing service, people will say, well, can I have my hand washed? Do I have to have my feet washed? Because it does seem like such an intimate thing to have somebody washing your feet. I hear that a good foot massage is extremely wonderful, but it's not something you just want to have anybody do. It's something that is considered really intimate. So what is Jesus trying to tell the disciples here? When he gets down on his knees and begins to wash their feet, I think what he's trying to tell them is that he wants to have an intimate relationship with them. He wants to have more than just a teacher-student relationship with them. He wants to teach them that his relationship is not one of authority over them. He is their teacher, but he wants to be even more. He wants to be their friend. He wants to have that very personal relationship with them. And Peter, being Peter, says, "Oh no, Lord, you have to wash all of me. You have to clean all of me." And Jesus says, "No, Peter, you've already had your bath." In other words, Peter, you're already clean. What you need is your feet washed. What you need is to realize that we have this intimate relationship, that I want to be more than just your teacher, more than just your friend. I want to be a part of your life. And so Peter finally gives in. So what is Jesus saying to us in this passage? First of all, for those of us who understand that becoming a Christian means that we admit that we are sinners, that we are separated from God, and we accept Jesus Christ's death on the cross, which will come tomorrow, as we celebrate that tomorrow. If we accept that for ourselves and that death for our sins, then we understand that we are now clean. It's as if we've had our bath and that we are clean in the eyes of God. But I think Jesus wants even more than that for us. He doesn't want us to just have a head knowledge of our salvation. He wants our salvation, our relationship with Him, to be intimate, to be something very personal. And see, it doesn't matter where we've been. Every one of us has gone down roads in our lives that we may have wished we didn't go down. I was thankful a few weeks ago when Michelle Tice gave the message and she shared her prodigal daughter story. We all have those stories. We all have those stories of where we have walked down roads we shouldn't have walked down, where we've gotten ourselves dirty. We may have been followers of Jesus Christ when we made wrong decisions. We may not have been. But the message from Jesus Christ today, I feel, is that it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you've gone or what you've done. Jesus wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to be more than just your Savior. He wants to be a part of your life. He wants to have an intimate relationship with you. He wants you to talk to Him. Because that's what prayer is. Prayer is like talking to a friend. Prayer is a relationship with God. That's what Jesus Christ is looking for. He's not just looking for people who go to church or know what it means to be saved. He wants people who want to have that personal relationship with Him. To go beyond just admitting that we're sinners. That's the beginning. That's the start of it. That, as Jesus told Peter, means we're clean. We're clean in the eyes of God. But we want more. God wants more with us. So I tell you today, it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus Christ wants you to be a part of His life, and He wants to be a part of your life. He went to the cross to die, to suffer all the things we'll talk about tomorrow. because of you, each and every one of you, each and every one of us. And I think today that he would be more than willing to bow at our feet and to wash off all the dirt that's there and make us fully clean again. Allow Jesus to wash your feet. Allow Jesus to be your friend, that you may have a relationship with him. Amen. May the Lord go with you. May you live in his presence. And may Jesus Christ guide and direct you. Amen.